أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we've been looking at Salah, and I mentioned that Quran is experienced in Salah, and that we will be looking at the moment at the A to Z of Salah. Today we will look at the first letter, which is A, and A stands for acceptance and adhan. So I'll start with acceptance, where the Prophet said, if Salah is accepted, other deeds will be accepted. If it is rejected, other deeds would be rejected too. So why did he say that? Let's look at some other stuff he said. He said, what is accepted in Salah is that which is performed or recited on the basis of reflection and consciousness. Something else he said. He said, the prayer, the Salah, is the pillar of religion. As Salatu Umududdin, we talked about it yesterday. And its parable is that of the prop of a tent. When the prop remains upright, that's that middle, you know, the middle pole of the tent, the pegs and the ropes remain straight and upright. But when the prop bends or breaks, neither the pegs nor the ropes remain straight. So Salah is that connecting factor to divinity that takes us to our full potential. He also says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَجْهٌ. Everything has a face, has a frontal bit. وَوَجْهُ دِينُكُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And the face of your religion is Salah. And then he said, so see to it that none from amongst you damages and disfigures the face of his religion. In Surah Al-Jum'ah, when Allah describes those who were given a book but did not observe it, in other words, they did not follow divine guidance, Allah likens them to donkeys. He says, كَمَثَلِ الْهِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَصْفَارًا. Their likeness is that of donkeys who just carry books. Now look what the Prophet says here about Salah. He says, he who worships, I'll repeat it again, he who worships without understanding and discernment is like the donkey of a mill who doesn't advance. That means just goes on there and there, does not move any further. Literally like being on a treadmill, not moving any further. Two rakats of conscious prayer is better than a whole night's vigil of unconscious prayer, he says. So Salah is accepted when we are focused, when we understand what we're doing. And when we say, إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, you and you alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. And now we understand why, if Salah is accepted, other deeds are accepted. And if it's rejected, other deeds are rejected too. And to end this bit about acceptance, he says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 45, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek assistance. Remember we said, إِيَّكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Ask you for help. So how? He says, وَاسْتَعِينُوا. Ask for help. بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. With sabr, which is persistence, patience, and salah. وَإِنَّهَا لَقَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا لِلْخَاشِينَ. It's a really hard thing. It's a really big thing. Except for those who have khushu, who are humble. And we'll talk about that later as well. We'll continue with the letter A tomorrow, and this time we will look at adhan. Oh my goodness, that is so awesome. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.